We close our eyes when we meditate because we want to see what's going on inside. Our eyes give us so much information about the world outside that it blots out our awareness of what's going on inside the mind. Because as the Buddha pointed out, the problem is not with the world outside. We suffer because of our own craving. And our own craving comes from our own ignorance. Because we're ignorant of what's going on inside. So turn around, look inside. What have you got in the body right now? The most obvious thing is the breath coming in, going out. So try to breathe in a way that feels good. If you're going to stay here and see things consistently, you need a good place for the mind to hang out. Or as in Pali they say, a good support for the mind. To make the breath your support. Make it a comfortable place to stay. And then look around. What's going on in the mind? This quality is called alertness. You see what you're doing. And then you want to be ardent. Try to do it well. We think all the time. The mind is just constantly churning out thoughts, good, bad, indifferent. It's like a factory that has no quality control. And sometimes we exert a little quality control, and then other times we forget totally. Let it produce whatever it wants. The problem is that we start acting on some of that whatever it wants without having thought things through. So give the mind a good place to stay to watch this and step back from the thoughts of the mind. It's that ability to step back that allows you to understand what's going on. Otherwise, you're totally immersed. It's like being immersed in a bowl of porridge. You can't see anything at all because everything is opaque all around. But when you get out, you can see, oh, this is where the porridge is, this is where there is no porridge. You can look at the quality of the porridge, whether it's good or bad. So learn how to step back from the mind by stepping into the breath for the time being. Then you get to know the mind a lot better, and that ignorance you have gets cleared away. Just like the fog in the morning finally gets cleared away by the sun. And it's when you can see things clearly in the mind that you can see, oh, this kind of intention leads to suffering, that kind of intention leads away from suffering. And you're free to choose, of course. But when you see that something leads to suffering, why go there? As the Buddha said, we're all on a path. And oftentimes we don't know where the path is going. Some paths look good, but they take us to some bad places. Other paths may seem hard, but they take you to the top of the mountain, where you can see things all around. Because here we're looking all around in the mind. But the important thing is just see. You see consistently. So try to clear things up inside. And that solves a lot of the problems in your life right there.